Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The first baseman, Art Shires. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Blackerby. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Buck Redfern. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Cecil. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Beauty McGowan. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Strzelecki. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Ed Strzelecki. And now, play ball. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult, who is chasing the ball. Reynolds reaches third base with a triple. George Blackerby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackerby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blackerby. The throw from O'Neill and he is safe. Blackerby steals second. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum takes first base on ball four. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Blue moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-1, Browns. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Redfern settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards second. Melillo fields the ball and throws to get the runner, and throws the ball away. Blue picks up the ball and throws it to Kress, who tags the runner out. Cecil moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a pop-up towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Cecil tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, Browns. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-1 in the game. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Strelecki. Ma still moves to second. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0-for-1 in the game. Shires hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Strelecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strelecki hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a fly ball into left field. Blackerby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Blackerby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackerby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blackerby hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Neill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Com is hit by the pitch. Reynolds moves to second. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 0-for-1 in the game. Redfern hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult. Redfern reaches second base with a double. Reynolds scores. Com moves to third. It's White Sox, 3, Browns, 3. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into left field. Blackerby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0 for 1 in the game. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lyons hits a fly ball into right field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0 for 1 in the game. McGowan hits a fly ball into left field. Blackerby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0 for 2 in the game. Shires hits a pop-up towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Blackerby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reynolds. The throw from O'Neill and he is safe. Reynolds steals second. George Blackerby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackerby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blackerby hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Com takes first base on ball 4. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Redfern hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to third. Com moves to second. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Neill takes first base on ball 4. Ed Strzelecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strzelecki is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Strzelecki bunts for an out with unknown description. O'Neill moves to second. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Mainisch hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Redfern reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-2 in the game. Berg hits a pop-up towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Lyons hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ma still takes first base on ball 4. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ma still. The throw from O'Neill and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0-for-3 in the game. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shires for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 0-for-2 in the game. Shult hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mostill. Shult reaches second base with a double. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress hits a line drive towards the mound. Lyons reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0-for-2 in the game. McGowan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Shult moves to third. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress misplays the ball. That's an error on Kress. George Blackerby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackerby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Blackerby bunts towards the mound. Strzelecki fields it and throws to first for the out. Reynolds moves to second. One out. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahm is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Kahm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Redfern hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Neill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Strzelecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strzelecki is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Strzelecki hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields the ball and throws to Strzelecki covering. Safe. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-3 in the game. Berg bunts for an out with unknown description. Cecil moves to second. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lyons hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Cecil moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. Cecil scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-3, White Sox. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0-for-4 in the game. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Maynisch hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Blackerby who is chasing the ball. Maynisch reaches third base with a triple. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-3 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0-for-3 in the game. McGowan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ma Still who is chasing the ball. McGowan reaches third base with a triple. Maynisch scores. It's White Sox, 4, Browns, 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Melillo hits a pop-up towards short. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bib Falk pinch hits for George Blackerby. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk bunts for an out with unknown description. Reynolds moves to second. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Com hits a ball on the ground towards second. Melillo picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Melillo. Reynolds scores. Com moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, White Sox. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Redfern hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Com moves to third. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Cecil hits a line drive into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Bibb Falk now playing left field. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, O'Neill hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Larry Betancourt pinch hits for Ed Strzelecki. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blue hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and St. Louis Browns, 4. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.